Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, November 21st, 1950, tragedy struck the parish of St. Thomas as the waters from heavy rainfall besieged the small community of Arthur's Seat. As reported in the Barbados Advocate 2 days later, two little girls, 9-year-old Maudine Ayanthi Nichols and 7-year-old Monica Cox, were washed away by the torrent of water that ran along Arthur's Seat Road and into the ravine and gully running perpendicular to the road. Sadly, Maudine Nichols of Arthur's Seat drowned in the incident. On that fateful Tuesday evening, they were doing exactly what they had done every evening for the past few years, walking home from the nearby Sharon Mick School. The rain had fallen during the day, resulting in the road being flooded. At the site of the incident, the road formed what the advocate referred to as a type of bridge. The bridge ran over the gully where the waters from the rains were swiftly racing along. However, because the deluge of water at that point was so high, the bridge and guard wall were covered. Realizing that the road was flooded, the girls made the decision to cross the road to the guard wall on the opposite side of the road, and this would prove fatal. On reaching the end of the wall and stepping back into the road, both girls were immediately swept into the gully beneath. Nichols' body was recovered 150 yards away from the bridge, while Cox was rescued and, though unconscious, she was resuscitated. It was the cries of her great aunt, who had seen the girls fall into the water, that caught the attention of a workman in the neighborhood, bringing him to the rescue. The waters were reportedly so high that they reached his neck. 2 days later, the young child was able to recount the harrowing experience to the advocate. In addition, two women and a donkey were rescued before they could succumb to the same floodwaters in the same district. Although the area was known to be flood-prone, one resident said that she had lived in that district for 54 years and had never seen the waters reach such heights before. The report also informed that stocks and dogs were drowned in other areas. The peril of flooding has overwhelmed the Barbadian landscape over time, especially in low-lying areas, meeting out death and destruction. And it happened again on this day, November 21st, 1950, when 9-year-old Maudine Ayanthi Nichols lost her life in the raging floodwaters.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.